Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today we're on our Taiwan unit, and we're talking about the southern city of Kaohsiung and the Pier 2 Art Center. Now, Kaohsiung, a long time ago, it used to be known as kind of an industrial city, a port city.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really known for, like, its art scene or its music scene or things like that, but that is...really changing quickly.
Exactly.
Now it's kind of becoming the artistic center of Taiwan, even though it's not in the center of Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
But it's one of the places you think of when you think of a thriving arts scene. Now, have you gotten a chance to go down to Kaohsiung, Laura, and check some of this stuff out, like, firsthand?
I have definitely, the Love River.
Yeah, that's a nice place now. Mm-hmm. The Love River, again, that's another thing that they changed a lot.
I know.
Because
it used to smell.
Yeah, it used to be dirty. It used to kind of smell bad, but they put some parks up around it. They put a nice path alongside
it. It's really nice now, yeah.
Now it's a cool place to take a stroll. So that's what this article is all about. It's all about the changing face of Kaohsiung.And specifically, all about this art center down along the docks in Kaohsiung. So let's learn how Kaohsiung is changing, and let's learn about the art center down on Pier 2. Let's read through the article, and then Laura and I will be back.
Reading.
Kaohsiung's Pier 2 Art Center. Blooming with modern art and various activities, Kaohsiung's Pier 2 Art Center shows the creative side of southern Taiwan. It's also a success story in the effort to find new purpose for unused space. The once empty dock is now frequently packed with locals.And visitors from afar. The rebirth of the pier began in 2000 when the government was looking for a launch pad for National Day fireworks. Pier 2, which contained little more than warehouses for sugar and fish powder, was selected. With the help of public funds,The area soon became a lively place. The warehouses now hold art galleries, and several museums have sprung up next door. At Pier 2, there is something for everyone. Music lovers can enjoy a night out at The Wall Live House, and families and friends.Can spend some quality time together by the sea. Even the walls of old buildings there have become canvases for graffiti artists. Southern Taiwan's arts are truly alive and well for all to enjoy at Pier 2 Art Center.
Okay, the article starts off today by saying, blooming with modern art and various activities, Kaohsiung's Pier 2 Art Center shows the creative side of southern Taiwan. Blooming, of course, has to do with things like plants and flowers. If a flower is blooming, it means it's coming up out of the ground and opening up towards the sun so it can soak up some of that nourishing sunlight.In this case, it's blooming with modern art, so it means there's lots of artistic things happening around Kaohsiung's Pier 2 Art Center, and this shows the creative side of southern Taiwan. Creative, of course, has to do with creating things, and often when we talk about being creative, we're talking about things like paintings or writing, perhaps poetry, novels, stories, anything that has to do with the arts. It requires creative people who like to think in an artistic sort of way.
真的，如果大家呢，其实呢，就是没有去过高雄的话，或者是有去过的话，都还是要去高雄走走啦。因为现在呢，哇，高雄有好多地方可以去。那今天的课我们要看到的呢，就是其中一个很棒的地方哦，就是高雄博二艺术特区。那一开始呢，我们就看到了这个课文提到的 blooming with modern art and various activities。OK，bloom 一般呢，我们想到的联想的就是像是开花啦，或是什么植物生长的非常茂盛这样子意思哦。不过它其实也有着这个兴盛啦，或者是成长的意思。所以一开始的课文提到的是说，随着现代艺术作品以及这个各种活动蓬勃发展呢，这个刚刚提到的高雄博瑞艺术特区呢，展现了南台湾充满创造力的一面。这里我们看到 creative， creative 就是有创意的啦。 OK， 那其他的形容词我们用来形容某一个人如果很有创意，我们可以说he has very original ideas， 或是 he is very unique， UNIQUE 都是有着独一无二有创意这样子的意思哦。那如果用在一个句子当中， for example， she is a very creative person， or he was more creative than the other students， 我们都可以用来表示一个人的特色或是个性或是想法非常有创意哦。那因此我们常也会提到我们思想要非常有创意，就是 creative thinking。
Okay, the article goes on to say it's also a success story in the effort to find new purpose for unused space. Unused just means something is not being used. So that was the case before with the space where the art center is now. It wasn't being used. They didn't know what to do with it. It was just kind of sitting there, not doing anything, and they found...a productive way and kind of a beautiful way to put it to good use as well.
太棒了。其实呢，这个提到了高雄博瑞艺术特区哦，它也是呢就是致力为这个闲置空间寻找新用途的成功故事哦。OK, unused, 但就是没有用途，就是说可能本来就是大家都觉得说这个地方放在那边不知道用什么这个用途来用。不过现在呢，诶，它很棒哦，它有一个新的用途哦。那不过这里我要提到另外一个片语，就是 in the effort to do something, OK, 就是为了完成某件事情。 OK, 我们也可以说很努力的或是致力做什么事情。 For example, I can say, the school makes every effort. That just means the school does all that it can to help new students become adjusted to college life. It tries really, really hard.
So let's learn a little bit more about this space that they've transformed into being unused into a center of the arts.The once empty dock is now frequently packed with locals and visitors from afar. So what this place is, or what it used to be, was just a dock. A dock is a place where ships can stop and they tie up the ships where they wait when they're not going out to sea, transporting goods or transporting people from one place to another. So this was a dock by the sea.And it wasn't being used, but now it's frequently packed with locals and visitors from afar. Frequently just means very often, and it's very often packed. If a place is packed, there are a lot of people. Get on the MRT at about 6 o'clock, and you will know what packed means. But this place is packed with locals and visitors, too, and these visitors come from afar. It just means they come from far away, they come from foreign countries, or they come from abroad.
好，我们来看一下呢，这个到底呢，这个高雄博二艺术特区之前是什么呢？在课文提到 the once empty dock， 这个曾经是个空荡荡的一个码头哦。其中的 dock D-O-C-K 就是指码头的意思。不过现在呢，经常充满了当地人以及来自远方而来的游客哦。那所以呢，其中我们有看到 frequently 这个字哦，就是指频繁的这样子的意思。For example, I go to 7-Eleven frequently. I am a frequent customer. 没错，我在这个 7-Eleven Seven 可是一个常客哦。那 frequently 是个副词，而 frequent 则是它的形容词，也是频繁的意思。而刚刚 Joe 也提到了，这个如果人挤人，非常的这个非常的拥塞啦，我们可以用 packed 这个形容词。另外，你也可以用 crowded，C-R-O-W-D-E-D， crowded 也是有着哇塞满着人群这样的意思。而 afar 则是指从远方这样的意思，所以可能很多人来自不同的国家或者是城市呢，都会来这边一探究竟哦。
Now, the rebirth of the pier began in 2000 when the government was looking for a launch pad for National Day fireworks. Rebirth just means born again. It was born again with a new purpose in the year 2000. And back then, the government was looking for a launch pad for these fireworks. And pad just refers to some sort of surface. And launch pad is where something is shot up into the air, like a rocket, or in this case, fireworks.
OK, 所以这个码头的重生呢是开始于这个西元2000年哦。那当时呢政府呢在为这个国庆烟火寻找释放的平台。OK, 那我们看到了其中的 pad 或者是 launch pad,其实一般就是指这个飞弹啦或者是火箭等等的这个发射台这样子的意思啦。
Now, Pier 2, which contained little more than warehouses for sugar and fish powder, was selected. So back then, all there was these warehouses around there on the docks. A warehouse is a building that is used for storing something, usually something for commercial purposes. So we had sugar and fish powder waiting to be shipped overseas, a long time ago, and they thought, well, we've got all these buildings, let's do something productive, let's do something beautiful with it.
OK, 那当时呢这个博人呢就确评中选了。不过呢当时这里除了这个厨房这个砂糖啦还有这个 fish powder, 就是鱼粉的仓库之外就没有什么别的耶。那其中的 warehouse 就是指仓库的意思。
With the help of public funds, the area soon became a lively place. So they used public funds, that just means tax money. And the area became a lively place. It became full of life once again.
OK, 在这个政府的资金的资助下呢就是 public funds, 就是政府的资金啦。那这个区域呢迅速摇身变成充满这个生命力的地方。Lively 这里就是指非常有生命力或是生气勃勃这样的意思哦。The warehouses now hold art galleries and several museums have sprung up next door. 那这些仓库现在呢就成为这个艺廊啊。那附近呢也有不少的博物馆。如这个雨后春笋般出现，其中的 gallery 呢，一般呢，尤其是我们提到的 art galleries 啊，就是有着美术馆啦，甚至它也有这个画廊这样的意思。而 sprung up 就是 spring up 的过去式，就是有着如雨后春笋般冒出这样子的意思啦。
At Pier 2, there is something for everyone. It just means no matter what your interest might be, there's something for you there. Now, there is something for everyone is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase, then we'll be back.
Shortcut for you.
Hey.Did you hear there's going to be a new amusement park in the city?
No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it will be done in 5 years. It's supposed to be nice.
I hope it's fun for adults too.
I think it will be. It looks like there will be something for everyone there.
Something for everyone? Will it be free?
If there is something for everyone, it means almost anyone can enjoy something.
Gotcha. There is something for everyone means 满足各种不同需求。
Bingo. This park is supposed to be fun for people of all ages.
Well then, that means it will have something fun for me.
For sure. I'm so excited.
So let's go through some of the interests, what's there, what's down at Pier 2. Music lovers can enjoy a night out at the Wall Live House. That's where you can go to see bands perform.
Nice.
And families and friends can spend some quality time together by the sea. You can just take a stroll, take a walk around, and look at all the artwork and just enjoy. Just people watch. Do anything down there.
太棒了，其实在博尔每个人都可以找到自己喜欢的事物，因为我们用 there's something for everyone， 就是每个人都可以找到自己喜欢的事情。像是如果你是个 music lover， 你是爱好音乐的人呢，你就可以在 the wall 的博尔享受这个哇音乐之夜，而亲朋好友则可以在海边共度宝贵时光。Quality time 是什么呢？其实就是要特地的把时间花在陪伴家人啊亲友啊，可能就是你抽空这个聊聊天啦、啊、关心一下对方，而不是可能各自做各自的事情，在家里可能看电视或是滑手机上电看电脑上网这样子的一件事情哦，是特地呢要陪伴你的家人哦。Even the walls of old buildings there have become canvases for graffiti artists.OK， 即使是那些这个老旧建筑的外墙呢，哇，也变着这个涂鸦艺术家的画布。OK， canvas 就是指帆布啦，或者 是画家画的这个画布。而 graffiti 呢，其实就是指这个涂鸦的艺术这样的意思啦。
Southern Taiwan's arts are truly alive and well for all to enjoy at Pier 2 Art Center. If something is alive and well, it just means it is succeeding, it is thriving, it is doing very, very well. So if you're into the art scene in Taiwan, this is something you definitely want to check out.
Okay, alive and well 这个片语有着长盛不衰、继续流行这样子意思哦。所以呢，大家赶快呢要去这个博尔艺术特区去看一下，因为南台湾的艺术呢，哇，真的是非常的供大家欣赏，它有各式各样的艺术，很棒，而且还会有生生不息这样的感觉，大家可以去一探究竟，感受这样的气息哦。Well, I guess it's now time for our For You Chat.For You Chat.
We've been talking all about the arts and the lively arts scene down in Kaohsiung at Pier 2. So there are a lot of different ways, I guess, you can express yourself, and that's our question today, Laura. How can people express themselves through art?
Well, anything really. Artwork, paintings...Anything.
Writing, yeah, anything.
Writing.
Anything can be
songs,
artwork. Yeah, songs, poetry.
Uh-huh, poetry.
There's no limit to what is art.
Right.
There's no definition for what is art and what is not, even though critics will probably have a different opinion of
That's
it.
That's true.
Any way that you want to express yourself can be a way of getting your opinions out there. And that's what art is all about. It's...about saying something to the world or getting people to think differently.
That's right.
Even remember the giant rubber duck out at
Geelong
and
yeah,
that traveled
exactly.
around. That was a form of art. And that artist specializes in things of that nature, of taking simple, regular, everyday items and making people look at them in a different way. So they will look at that.And then they might, reflect, they might look at the world in a different way. So any way that you want to express yourself, that can be called art. So don't be afraid to give something a try. Maybe you'll have an exhibition down at the Pier 2 Art Center down in Kaohsiung one day. Well, that brings us to the end of today's program, and we do hope you'll join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Kaohsiung's Pier 2 Art Center. Blooming with modern art and various activities, Kaohsiung's Pier 2 Art Center shows the creative side of southern Taiwan. It's also a success story.In the effort to find new purpose for unused space. The once empty dock is now frequently packed with locals and visitors from afar. The rebirth of the pier began in 2000 when the government was looking for a launch pad for National Day fireworks. Pier 2.Which contained little more than warehouses for sugar and fish powder, was selected. With the help of public funds, the area soon became a lively place. The warehouses now hold art galleries, and several museums have sprung up next door. At Pier 2, there is something for everyone. Music lovers can enjoy a night out at The Wall Live House, and families and friends can spend some quality time together by the sea. Even the walls of old buildings there have become canvases for graffiti artists. Southern Taiwan's arts are truly alive and well for all to enjoy at Pier 2 Art Center.
Vocabulary Review.
Bloom. The teacher was proud that her students' English abilities were beginning to bloom. Creative. The comic artist is famous for imagining and drawing creative worlds. Dock. The passenger ship arrived at the dock safely after getting through rough seas. Frequently. Jerry frequently runs in the morning to feel awake and get in shape. Pad. The spaceship will blast off from the launch pad 30 minutes after sunrise. Gallery. This museum is home to several galleries, which include modern painting and sculpture.